A native of Kingston, Jamaica, Ziggy Marley first sat in on recording sessions with his father and band, Bob Marley and the Wailers, when he was 10 years old. After performing with his own band, the Melody Makers, Ziggy went solo and produced his first album, Dragonfly. In 2006, Ziggy produced a second solo album, writing all the songs himself and playing most of the musical instruments.
It was, you know, like for years I've been in the music and I kind of gained a lot of knowledge. And so I had the confidence to pursue all the different elements to make a record, you know, on my own. Free spirits have to soar.
Ziggy says the title track for his second album came to him during a conversation with a friend.
Yeah, well, when we started making the album, it didn't have a name or anything. And that song, when I started doing the album, that song wasn't even written as yet. That song was written probably midway through the process of making a record. So the title came from, and the song came from a conversation I was having with a lady, and it was just a simple question, you know, what religion are you? I asked her, and she told me she was a Catholic, and she asked me that. And I kind of think for a second, and then I said, love is my religion. And, you know, that is where the song came about, and that title and the whole concept. But I think I was always looking for the perfect answer to that question. Ziggy, what is your religion? Or what do you believe in? And I think I found the perfect answer. Love is my religion.
Most of Ziggy's songs tend to have a message.
One main component of what we do, which may not have anything to do with the title reggae, but it has more to do with who we are, is that our music continually carries a message from a father. And reggae is known to carry a message, but not every reggae artist or musician carries a message. So it is a generalization which is positive but is incorrect to say that every reggae is songs of message and love. And it's not everybody do that, okay? So, but for us, that has been a common theme throughout, from my father to me and all of my siblings and a lot of other reggae musicians. That has been the notion that reggae music is a music that carries a meaning to people.
After his tour of Africa in 2005, celebrating what would have been his father's 60th birthday, Ziggy made educating people about the continent one of his goals.
Africa holds a special place in my heart because of what Africa has been through. The struggle, you know, of Africa. And also because Africa is the birthplace of mankind. We all are from Africa. All of our ancestors, our first ancestor is from Africa. So all of us are related in that way. It was a special place and a special, like, need to focus some of my energy in highlighting the not only the negativity of what's happening there, but the possibilities of Africa.
I'm Larry London, VOA News. We escape from the surface of what we